Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is 6:52, and it's time for us to check in with our CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. And I'm just looking at common New Year's resolutions, Jill. Mm-hmm. I think the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. But also, people want to be better with their money and pay down debt and things like that. So if that's on our list of resolutions, advice?
Yes, I'm going to give you the most important advice, which is you are not going to turn your entire financial life around in the next 30 days. So let's try I'm sorry, but you know what? Isn't it easier to just sort of chip away? I know it's not exactly as exciting. It's not as good for a makeover show. But what is important is we want to make this achievable. And one way to make a financial resolution achievable is to break it down into a concrete goal that you can achieve. You know, if you're 50 grand in debt, okay, and you're carrying this big time credit card balance, you're not going to get out of that in 2 minutes. You know, you're going to have to really focus and say, what is the goal that I have? What can I do to chip away at this? And, you know, you can have a longer term goal, but what are you going to do this year to make that happen? So Fidelity Investments does a resolution study every year, and they always have the same resolutions. You know, people say they want to save more, they want to pay down debt, they want to spend less. But we need people to get a little bit more specific. So if I'm going to save more, you say, I'm going to put an extra 1% in my company 401k plan. Or if you say, I want to pay down debt, I'm going to put an extra $50 a month down on that credit card balance. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to set it up automatically. Because the one advantage you have when it's a financial resolution is you can lean on the automation factor rather than, like, you can't automatically get your tush to the gym, can you?
Jill, what about, that's short term. What about long term? So if I'm looking at retirement, what's a good plan there?
Well, I think the first thing to imagine is that when you're looking at something like retirement, especially if you're younger, so if parents are listening, like, how do I get my kids involved in this? You really need to focus on getting this done early and habit forming as quickly as possible. So, you know, for retirement, I think a good idea is to, like, say to your kids, like, all right, you have a match. Imagine this. If you put 5% into your retirement plan at work, your boss is going to give you 50 cents of every dollar. Like, that is free money every year that you're squandering. Let's not leave free money on the table. So I think that when you're looking at retirement or any longer term goal, like I'm saving for a house, again, small pieces today, automate it as much as possible. And that is going to really help you. And especially, you know, I think especially when it comes to debt, because it usually takes a long time to accumulate debt. It usually doesn't happen all at once. You're going to have to put a plan together to get that high interest debt paid off. And again, whatever you can automate, the better off you are going to be.
All right, quickly before we have to go, anything we should be aware of happening this week?
Well, we have the December employment report will be released on Friday, and we are expecting about 140, maybe 150,000 jobs for the month of December. Unemployment rate should remain at 4.2%. And just one extra thing to remind everyone is that Thursday, the National Day of Mourning in honor of President Jimmy Carter, that will be the result in the closing of equity markets. You can't trade stocks on Thursday. So just keep that in mind if you are dying to make a trade.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, JillOnMoney.com. Thanks as always.